Special Missile still in front. Fierce Impact is trying to rally the inside. He's coming, the favorite. Special Missile just in front, and I think he scraped in. I think Special Missile just from Fierce Impact.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Jimmy Smith, Dave Stanley with you, and joining us on the phone for our China Doll feature interview of the morning.
Haven't you been? Your ears pricked up then, didn't they?
The old China Doll. Tommy Berry joins on the phone from a very good day. Yes, the next couple of days, I should say, at Scone. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Dave. Jimmy, how are you, boys?
Yeah, really well. Tom, congratulations on the couple of winners yesterday. We just spoke to Anthony Cummings. He's keeping a lid on it for Libertini, but you can let the lid off and tell us how good she is.
Yeah, look, I'm not really sure how good she is. I know she's very good. Not sure how far she'll get, but look, she's really impressed us, this filly, from the time she walked into the stable at Anthony's and the time I got on her for her first trial. And I don't think many fillies can go into a strong stakes race after one trial and do what she did. And then she obviously proved herself in midweek company and handled her rivals quite easy on that occasion. And yesterday the plan was just to keep her out of trouble. I was hoping I'd draw wide, and I was happy to sit four deep on her without cover and just to get her around safely. And I thought she'd blow them away anyway. So it wasn't the plan to go out and sit outside the leader, but she jumped so well, and I thought I'd just ride her like a good thing, and she was very strong, mate.
Mate, what about Wild Planet yesterday and the first? I mean, this is a horse that he's just a tough bugger.
He's one of yours, isn't he, Davo?
Yeah, I love him.
He's been for a while. Yeah, he's one of Davo's favourites. But he's been very, very unlucky his first two starts, his preparation. He got in that speed battle at Rose Hill when he raced a little bit fresh with me first up, and then second up he got caught wide in a moderate run race and was strong to the line late. And both good form races that horses have come and performed well out of in recent times. So the race went perfectly for him yesterday. He got an easy time in front and was very strong late. So he's a horse that I think can go to Brisbane for the Winter Carnival to some better races and be competitive.
And that wasn't an accident either, Tom, was it? The fact that I think you were talking about some of those good runs previously and maybe luck played its part, but you wanted to take luck out of the equation yesterday.
Yeah, look, Michael asked me to sort of get cover with him and be, you know, third, fourth. But when he jumped well, and I wasn't really happy with what I was going to be following, so I just thought I'd, once again, take luck out of the equation and let him bowl along in front, which he's done once before in the past, I believe. And you know, it's probably the best he's relaxed for me, being in front by himself. And he's a horse that we've always thought will get over ground if he can learn to settle a bit better. And yesterday, he felt like he'd run a lot further than what he was at. So he's a horse that's got great constitution, and he'll go on to bigger and better things for sure.
Well, speaking of Queensland, I mean, we've obviously got big races coming up there, mate. Have you got anything in the pipeline to go up there and ride and that you've locked yourself into?
Well, nothing that I've locked myself into. There's a few nice horses that I've been riding. Sort of Nobu, he'll be heading towards the Derby. I'll find out, I think, today whether I'm on him or tomorrow in the lead-up there on the 25th. And then Romney Girl, I'm riding on Saturday, I think, here in Sydney. And I rode her in the Oaks here, and she'll obviously head towards the Queensland Oaks. So she's one that I might be able to stick with, and there's a few others along the way. So I'll stay here on the 25th. There's a few horses like Romney Girl and a couple of others that I want to ride that look like they're going to be heading down to Queensland. And from the 25th to the end of the carnival, I'll probably base myself in Queensland from then on.
Mate, I can hear the circus in the background with all the young ones.
Oh, hang on, it's not a circus.
No.
It's Mother's Day, mate.
So yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It is Mother's Day. What did you get that beautiful wife of yours, Shani, mate?
Oh, well, she's got everything in the world, so they can't get enough. I've got her a diamond necklace.
You got her a diamond necklace?
Yeah, well, she brought home two donkeys the other day from Canberra. She went to Canberra and come back with two donkeys on a float. So she'd already bought herself a present, I think.
That's what I was going to ask you. She went. The races were in Canberra.
Yeah.
And Shani's lobbed back at the ranch with the two donkeys.
Yeah, well, I think I was in. Yeah, she went away for a week or something like that. I was in Wagga for the couple of days, and I come back, and she hired a horse float from Canberra and put two donkeys on it and brought them back from there and turned up with them at 6 o'clock at night. So it was a bit of a surprise.
What are their names? Have you named them yet?
Yeah, Pinocchio, and what's the other one, Sean? Poncho? Poncho and Eeyore, not Pinocchio. Poncho and Eeyore.
There you go.
Poncho and Eeyore. Sounds like you're heavily involved in it. You don't know the names.
we only got him on Monday, and I think I've ridden every day since. So I think I've seen him for about 5 minutes. But yeah, so Shani said I've got to go and give him a bit more attention today.
Well, today's the day to do it, mate. Got to look after the mums today, and whatever Shani's actually. It's not just today, it's most days. Whatever Shani says goes, mate.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, she runs the show, Jimmy. She runs the show. Don't worry about that.
I'd just like to wish my mum and Shani's mum as well a happy Mother's Day. And a mate of mine, he's on a long trip today. Robbo, he asked me to give him a shout-out, so I'll give him one as well.
Very good, mate. Very good. And by the way, Dave, just to let you know, not just today, they run the show all the time.
I've learnt that.
Yeah,
don't worry about that.
Exactly.
Oh, you must be running out of people today because I can't believe Dave has run the show.
Turn it up. Yeah. Hey, good. It was nice to see you not slaughter a few horses this weekend, Tommy.
Oh, mate, when you send them around enough, you've got to get them right every now and then.
Tommy, a couple of people didn't return calls, so as a result of that, Davey's in.
I just sleep upstairs, so they just said, can you come down for a few hours?
Oh, good work.
Very good. Have a great day, mate. Thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, guys.
See you, mate.
Tommy Berry there. Do you want you two going head to head? That's very good.